the Lord's forgiveness of sin and iniquity. I have questioned the notion that if we just ask for a blanket forgiveness of our sins, that it will be done according to our will. This makes no sense to me, knowing the Lord as I know the Lord. Surely if this practice bore fruit, then we could walk forward and sin no more. Yet our world is filled with sin. We are filled with sin. Yet the reality I observe is that sin continues to dwell in and through our flesh, requiring continuous asking for forgiveness that has not come as we do continue to sin. Surely this is madness. It is insanity. Paul understood this quite well and called it the flesh. The flesh is all that does not follow the goodness of our Lord, according to his ways, according to his word, which is with him. And it is good, and has been given us by his servants and his vessels that were fully dedicated unto him and delivered from sin and iniquity. They, through the Lord, were set apart, as John writes, from the world and unto the love of the Father, unto the heart of the Father and the desires of the Father by his Holy Spirit. I ask you this, if they were blind as we are now, how could they be scribes, voices, and walkers and followers in the true faith that is in Christ Jesus? How could they go forth and make disciples as they were made disciples by our holy Lord and God? Walking forth into persecution, ridicule, into a pagan world of disbelief to bring forth that which is the word we have today. The word of God is a gift. It is a light, it is living, and it is a mirror. I share these things as I have stood at the edge of the deep ravine that is very deep and very dark and too ugly to look at alone. The ravine I stood before was the depth of my anguish, my pains, my many witnesses, my witnessing of evil being done, my many sufferings, my many traumatic experiences. I thought I could just walk forward and leave it all behind, but the Lord has shown me you can't leave yourself behind or a part of you. I was brought to this place to see the depth of my afflictions, the depth of my losing touch with the me that our Father made good in the womb of his creation, which was my creation. I knew not the depth or how wide it was. I just knew it was too much to bear as a whole. The ravine represents what lies between us and our Lord. It is a gap filled with our many transgressions, our many seekings by the flesh of happiness, of salvation. In the world which offers none of these things, the world cannot fill the emptiness within us. For a broken vessel, only the Lord can fix. The Lord made these vessels, made us, and only he can fix it. Only the Lord can deliver us from such bondage, such deep shame, our fears, and our deep blindness. I had to trust the Lord step by step into and through the darkness. It has taken 5 years. It was just me at times with the Lord. It was me alone with the Lord and a vessel under his mercy and under his love. Ultimately, it was a work of the Lord alone. I had to trust and learn to trust by the reality of who he is and His hand at work. My new witness that His hand was healing me indeed, and that He brings His light into every dark corner of the many burdens, fears, and darkness I carried within me. Dead inside and yet alive, I now understand the scriptures much more closely about the waking of the dead. Many of my burdens were self-inflicted by my lack of wisdom, for surely the world taught me no such things, gave me no bright light, offering no solutions, no life, no rest for my deep weariness. Many programs, consulting, counselors, books, none of it did it. I had to learn to see myself as He sees me, despite the deep ugliness and shame I have felt and feel deep inside me before Him. Yet He beckoned me, "Come as you are." Yet He met me where I stood every time. I did not know what I could handle, yet believed that He would not give me more than I could handle, even when it felt like it was way too much. There are no shortcuts. There are no free passes. As He paid the price with His precious blood for the salvation of our souls, should we not honor His walk for us by picking up our crosses and following Him as He asks of us? That our flesh, married to sin and death and destruction, may be consumed? This divorce is indeed the most difficult thing to walk into and go through. It is so difficult, I sometimes wonder if it's even possible to be divorced from so many teachings and ways and what you learn from your parents and what you see. Yet He holds the hands of those that put their faith and trust forward toward Him to guide us, to have compassion, to love us, and deliver us from our valley of death. Why would He do this for us? Simply, He loves us. And I sure love Him, because He has been faithful unto me, who trusted Him. He prepares us that we may be as spotless brides, to be wed unto they that are one, that they be one as we are one, that we together may be one as it was intended in the beginning in Eden. It is what the Lord prayed for on our behalf in the garden, for those given Him. The Father's desires are the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Seek to bless he that is blessed, blessed. Go forth unto the Lord, trust, and live. Amen. Our Lord beckons us, "Come unto me, children of Yah, of God the Father. I am your true and good shepherd. My sheep hear my voice." Man nor words alone can deliver us from the deep things we hide from ourselves, from others, and above all, from our Father and from the Lord. Surely the world is not and cannot be one in the unity of the love of the Father by just saying so, or assuming that words from belief with knowledge that is insufficient is enough. Our faith given us to persevere must be directed to and placed in the hands of Christ Jesus, as He is a perfecter of our faith. The Lord asked us to trust in that which we cannot see, that which we cannot feel, and to walk a distance and take a close look at things that do not feel good. The Lord does this so mercifully in this his compassionate way. For surely we alone fall short of the word, trapped in our lack of godly wisdom, godly perspective, trapped in darkness, blind and not knowing the way out. And he is these things. It was his holy sacrifice that paved the way by his overcoming, that we may overcome in the faith of knowing that he can win our battles and give us life, give us joy, everlasting joy, everlasting love, life eternal are the spoils of this war, which is won in Christ Jesus. Only he can release, renew, and restore us back to what and in whose image we were made. We were made special. We are precious in the sight of the Father. This transformation does not happen by mere words. It requires that we reach out in trust and in faith to our Lord, who knows us and our afflictions in full detail, with great compassion and much understanding. He does know us perfectly. Remember, it was he that said from the cross, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." After having suffered so much at the hands of these his accusers and oppressors, he still said, "Forgive them." For he knew that they knew not what they did. This reflects and mirrors the true mercy of God's love for us. This reflects and mirrors the Holy Son, the Holy Lamb of God that came on our behalf. We are blind due to world teachings that do not lead unto life, and in the inherent confusion, lack of comfort to be found all around us. It's not in a building. It's not in a book. It's not in a program. It's not in the bank account. It's not in the safe, cushy house. We are still left fearful. His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is to be our comforter, yet we are afraid inside to go before his seat of mercy. This is because we, like Adam and like Eve, do hide from God, clothed in the shame within us. As we do not know what to do, as we do know what is good and what is not, we have lost sight of many precious things and made many, many decisions. We have lost and given up much of our own preciousness for those that sinned against us. We fell under the fear and we went into hiding. And that which is precious and what God made perfect and good that hides cannot help. Yet we run around trying to help everyone else. In reality, it's only because it makes us feel better. It is not God's will. It is taught that just run off in a direction. Here are the missions to choose from. Just go and do it. And that way you can feel good, and surely God is served. Yet the Lord God is the one who calls, the one who knows his will and can speak it, and if you are very still and very humble before him, you can and will hear his voice. But it is a decision. We do feel badly about our own conduct before God. Know that we are called to repent before God, not to people. Know that the gift of repentance comes from the Lord. Yes, the word says you may confess your sins to one another. But true repentance comes from God, it's a gift. True forgiveness comes first to us through Him. Humility, lowliness, and meekness before the Lord that sees and has seen all is the trust we must put forward in the faith that He will not add injury to our many hurts and our many sufferings. Rather, He will do quite the opposite. He has seen what an ungodly world has done to you. He also understands that it's these experiences that make us question whether He punishes us or just allows these things to happen. Man has been given free will, and he does know the difference between good and evil, but the selfishness of the flesh does many hurtful things and serves no good and useful purpose. It requires that we seek the Lord, who is the vine, for Him to make real the true and good fruits of His Spirit in and for us, that He be our new dwelling, our safe harbor, our dwelling place. Not to feel good for a little while, but forever. May you stand in the reflection of His merciful light. Be embraced by His loving arms and receive His love. I have received His love, and it goes a great distance. And His grace went a great distance in the sight of my sin, in my darkness, in my captivity. I respect and cherish the Lord for His grace, for it is of His mercy, and of His great love, and great understanding, and compassion, kindness, and goodness. Know this, my little ones, that I love you so much, so, so very much. Father, I know that I must come before you, that you may show me my sin in your eyes. For surely I have sinned in many ways. My ways are not your ways. But I seek that thy will be done, thine not mine. I ask humbly in my trust, in my immovable faith and faithfulness unto you, that you guide me to see, what you desire. Grant me your gift of repentance, that I might be forgiven, be enabled to truly forgive others and those that have sinned against me, and ask that you forgive them, that they too will know the still waters of your safe harbor, the green pastures of your peace. May we be blessed by the mercy of our Father. Surely righteousness is in you, Jesus. It's not in us. Thank you, Father, for your mercy upon us. Thank you for the gift of your Son, Christ Jesus, Yeshua. May your will alone be done on earth, in us and through us, as it is in heaven. And may we follow the Lord now and forevermore. Amen.